Please welcome to the Rooster Stage, Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, Langhorne Slim and the Lost at Last Band.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our first time in the park with you all. I've been waiting many years, but the call never came. And then I woke up a few months ago, and there was the call. And so we are here, we are together, we are alive, and we have 50 minutes to hardly, yet strictly, perform for you all. So let's make the most of it, ladies and gentlemen. Is there love alive in San Francisco? We need all of it that we can get, baby. I'm always a little confused about these gates. I don't know who they are there to protect. Is it from me to you or you to me? It's hard to know. If any of you older folks want to break this gate down and shake it, no, the guy's saying no. He doesn't want to do that. Love is the key, and under the stars, a little flame to dance in the dark. To break my bones, you could break my heart, but you'll never break me. Love is the ocean. We are the fish, love's the surgeon, and we are the stitch. I've been wounded, but I promise you this, you will never break me. Somebody say yeah! Love is the Buddha, the Christ on the cross. The angels are weeping, their tears are for us. The loss of our kindness, it comes at a cost. Let's fall in love with our telephones off. Love to my president, my lord, and my boss, and you'll never break me. Somebody scream, yeah! Hello. Love is my president, my lord, and my boss, and you'll never. Break me. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the stage, the Lost at Last Band, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. I like to sit down occasionally too, but I like to stand and shake it. So if you feel it, ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to get up off your chairs. If you feel like, man, I'm just comfortable in my chair and I don't need some dude in a funny outfit to tell me what to do, I respect that as well. But now we only got 43 minutes, so I'll take a little less of my vocal. This song is for the great Ted Hawkins and the great Junior Kimbrough. It's a dance number, baby. Meet me down in the city. Some fun. If I had someone to love me, then I'd have somebody to love. Yeah. Y'all go where you feel most comfortable. Brothers and sisters, if you know the words to any of these songs, please sing along. I have a feeling that there's a few of you that have never heard any of these songs. And for you, and you especially, I'd like to encourage you to make some shit up. Yes, ma'am. They're all for you. They're all about you. Things could be stranger, but I don't know how.
My thoughts are changes now.
You could spend a lifetime trying to figure it out.
My thoughts are changes now.
That have just begun under a purple sun. There's many reasons we are what we become.
I'm gone through changes, ripping out pages. I'm gone through changes now.
Let's sing it together, baby. I knew it once, but I forgot.
Changes now,
honey. We want everything but what we got.
I'm going through changes now.
Well, maybe it's too soon under a purple moon, but I'd ride off with you in a big balloon.
I'm going through changes,
rattling cages.
I'm going through changes now.
See you, boy. Be different, but I don't know how.
I'm going through changes, through all the strangeness. I'm going through changes now.
How do you do so far, ladies and gentlemen? We have a song that is so easy to sing. Skeptical out there, even the people that don't feel like they want to shake it. Do you feel all right? Do you feel all right? Keyboard from New Orleans, Louisiana. The one, the only, the extraordinary, the delightful, the spectacular, the most groovy, Casey Wayne McAllister.
I see you anymore, at least not the way I saw you before. Well, caught up in traffic, the landscape changed, life is confused and the people are insane. Can we be happy for a while? Can we just sit here, shut up and smile? Been talking for hours, forgot what we're saying. Life is confusing and people are insane. So life is confusing and people are insane. Wish we could forget ourselves for a while. When your heart is wild, or if it's been tamed, honey. Life is confusing and people are insane. So life is confusing and people are insane. Sing it with me. Life is confusing and people are insane. Life is confusing and people are insane. Life is confusing and people are insane. Thank you so much. Some of you might be able to tell, we planned very little of this before we get up here. Many years ago, when we started playing music together, we would write what they call in the industry a set list. But very quickly, even though I was young and I was dumb, I realized that I could not follow this list of words that I had written and then put upon the ground. In fact, I felt caged by it in a way. And so as I've grown older and dumber, I've realized that the point of this for me, and maybe the point of it for you, is to feel a connection that no list of songs could possibly dictate before I would get up here. And that this is something that changes from night to day and is all about connection with all kinds of people. That's the dream, at least. Not just one or two kinds of people. All kinds of people. So, this song that I'm about to play is an exception to that rule. And this song, for me, I consider one of the greatest musical gifts that ever was sprinkled upon my head and my soul. And it's about one of the best friends in this world I've ever had, and that was my grandpa, Sidney. And my folks, they split up when I was a little kid, which some people might say, oh, that's too bad. But I cannot imagine my parents ever dancing naked together to begin with. So it really wasn't too bad. But I know that they did this, my friends. I know that they did this because I am here, as far as I know. And I have an older brother who's in Argentina. He's not here, but he's here. So my parents must have gotten freaky together at some point. The point of this story is that when my parents went their separate way, their parents, my grandparents, they came around my brother and I with a mighty show of love and sweetness, words that I don't know that exist in our language, something truly cosmic, something more profound than I have words for, truly. And I love those old people. When I was a kid, I had a hard time
a real hard time with the little guys. And I had a hard time with my teachers, people that were in my parents' generation. But you put me around a 70, 80, 9-year-old, and we would get down, baby. I know about Tony Bennett. I know about Bette Midler. I know about Frank Sinatra. I've seen Guys and Dolls. So this song, my friends, is for my grandpa Sid. And Sidney had a massive stroke when I was just a little boy. And that sickness took away his ability almost entirely to speak. It took away his ability almost entirely to move. And he was a strong, strong, stubborn, but very sweet, sweet man. And I have this memory. I'll try to make it quick, though I will fail. My grandfather, he was out of it. You know, he was in the hospital in Philly. The doctors, they called my family and they said, time to come back to Pennsylvania and say your last goodbyes to the old men. So that's what everybody did. But Sidney, like I told you, he was strong and he was stubborn. And at some point he opened up his eyes and he looked at my grandma Ruth, who's still with us, 9 years old she just turned. Still comes out to the shows in Philly and shakes it. Looked up at my grandma Ruth and said, Ruthie, I don't dig the lighting in this place. Get me the hell out of here. And like out of a movie, ladies and gentlemen, they took the needles out of his arms, out of his body. When the nurses and the doctors weren't looking, they put him on a wheelchair. It sounds so cool and rebellious to me, but also incredibly dangerous. And they wheeled him out. My friends, they wheeled him out to the parking lot and they put him in my mother's silver Mitsubishi Galant. A car I will never forget because it became my first car after I passed my driver's test like the third time. Maybe Mrs. Neisenfeld was right when she kept me back in the first grade. It's possible. But that's another story for another time. So they put him in the car and they drove him home. And at that time, you know, we only lived 5 minutes away. My mother, she would take us to see Sidney, give him a little bit of life, because he loved us kids. And I'll never forget, my grandma Ruth, she had written on these little flashcards like you would for a kindergarten student or something, simple words like shirt, hat, pants, you get the idea, to teach him, sitting by his side, to teach him how to talk again. That's, you doubt love, if you doubt loyalty, I've seen it with my own eyes. We're lacking a lot of it, I think, these days, but I've seen it with my own eyes, so I still believe in it. And there was Ruthie teaching him how to talk again. And then when Sidney would get a little bit of life in him, she would put on one of those Tony Bennett or Frank Sinatra albums. And she would pull Sidney up off the Lazy Boy and say, shake it, Sidney. And that's what he would do until he got too tired and he'd have to fall back down on the couch. Slowly but surely, he regained his words. Not completely, which frustrated him, but he got them, man. He got them enough to put those words into sentences, have conversations with me. And slowly but surely, he gained his ability to move again. It was something else to witness. And I miss that old man. I love that old man. And I dedicate this song that I play anytime anybody's willing to listen. I dedicate it for my grandpa Sid, for my grandpa Jack, to my grandma May, who passed just in the last year or so, and to any of the beautiful, badass older people that might be in the crowd tonight at Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. This is for you guys. Gotta tune up for Sidney. As the earth stood still, Sid began to move. I understood the words he said. He understood mine too. I watched Sid suffer. I saw Sid strong. And tell me, where do the great ones go when they're gone? Thank you. would be alright. Go and have fun. He said he loved his family, but it was time to run. I love that old man. I wrote him this song. And tell me, where do the great ones go when they're gone? Jack Sidney, tell him I said hi. Don't you know I love those old men? I pray they're where they belong. I'm hanging where the great ones go when they're gone.
Back to the stage, everybody. Long before I could call this man a friend or play music with him, I was a big fan of his, and he's truly, not just because he's standing somewhere over there, one of my favorite living songwriters and performers. And if you're not familiar with the music of Twain, please do yourselves a favor and check him out, because it's truly spectacular. If you disagree, let me know, but I don't think you will. Just got a haircut. I did not.
Forgiveness, please. I got a wife at home and kids to feed. can't bear to go to jail. I never hurt nobody but myself. I got busted planting seeds on my private property. Now the DA's trying to prove a point and lock my ass up in the joint. What I've done. They came in with flashing guns, and now I'm out here on the street, begging change for food to eat, and no one even looks at me. They treat me like a circus freak. I miss my home and family. I'm terrified of the police. I can't afford no lawyer's help. Keep me rotting in a cell. I ain't a violent man, I ain't no thief. I just threw some big old plans of time and seeds. Well, it might be a crime, but it ain't no sin. Planting flowers in your garden.
Great Twain, everybody. All right, we can bring the boys back and play a few more, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a lucky man. I thought to myself when I was a little kid, I hope I could make a living playing music, or else I'm in big trouble. I don't know what else to do with myself. And then I had a second thought. It might have been the smartest thought I ever had. It was to surround myself with musicians far more qualified for the job than myself. And that is what I've done. And I'm lucky, I'm grateful, and I love all these boys on this stage. Once again, it's Twain, Matt Davidson on the pedal steel, the electric guitar. The great Paul DeFiglia on the bass. Once again, Casey Wayne McAllister on the keyboard. You know him or you don't. I do and I love him. Malachi De Lorenzo on the drum.
thank you so much. I know a friend of mine sent me a book in which I did not read for a long time. But I promised myself one of these days I will read it. And I did. I finally did. I came home from tour and there was a book sitting on my coffee table. It's a table that I don't actually drink coffee at. But I guess you would call it a coffee table. I drink tea at that table. So perhaps it's my tea table. But either way, I came into my front door and I felt this book energetically calling my name. I said, "How do you know my name, book?" I said, "I live in the house with you, man." I said, "All right, so what could I do for you?" He said, "Come to me and open me up." And I did. It's a book. Casey, hold on 1 second, brother. Sorry. It's a book by a man that when I read the book, he had already passed. His name is James Kavanaugh. That's a different Kavanaugh who is currently in the news. Thanks, Mal. I'm not sure if he's written poetry, but I know that he writes a lot of stuff on his calendar and keeps it for a really long time. And he loves beer. So I picked this book up and it knocked me out, man. It knocked me out. And for me, it's a book for the underdogs, for the beautiful freaks, for the sensitive, for the vulnerable, for those of us that consider those traits strengths as opposed to weaknesses. And it's a book called "There Are Men Too Gentle to Live Among Wolves." And I got real creative and titled this song "Wolves." It goes like this, and I hope you enjoy it. But she knows the course. I know some people who have seen it all. Yet their hearts beat behind walls. I'm fucking up to run with the bull. I'm too gentle to live amongst wolves. I came for passion, I came for the truth. I came for the sweat, the blood, the piss and the poo. I know some people who are so smart, yet they build pillars around their hearts. I'm tough enough to run with the cold, yet I'm too gentle. So hard.
to live among.
Oh. Thank you. Time flies regardless of if we've had fun or not, so I hope we have. We've got one more song. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you so much for spending your time with us here today. Thank you to Hardly Strictly for inviting us to this beautiful party. And we wish you peace and love and all the sweet shit in the world, baby. If everybody that's capable of standing up could do so, I would appreciate it. Don't remember being born, don't remember how it felt. Maybe I didn't deal with the way it was dealt. But I know it wasn't August, I heard it was hot. I know I got a mother who loves me a lot. Do you believe? Just dead to you, but I ain't dead anymore.
Hey!
great privilege. Thank you all so much for Langhorne Slim and the Laugh at Last Band. Merry